different crossing signs, gates, and signals you may encounter. Several crossing signs, gates, and signals can be encountered while operating a school bus, especially at railroad crossings and drawbridges. Here are some common ones. Railroad crossings. 1. Crossbuck signs. These signs consist of two white X-shaped boards with the words railroad crossing and are located at the crossing itself or in advance of it. 2. Flashing lights. Lights that flash alternately and are activated when a train is approaching. 3. Gates. Automatic gates that lower to block the road when a train is approaching. These gates are typically equipped with flashing lights and bells. 4. Warning bells. Audible bells that ring when the gates are lowering or when a train is approaching. 5. Stop lines or markings. Painted lines on the road indicating where vehicles should stop when the crossing is active. 6. Advanced warning signs. Signs placed some distance ahead of the crossing to alert drivers of an upcoming railroad. 1. Vertical lift bridges. These bridges have large vertical sections that lift vertically to allow boat traffic to pass underneath. 2. Bascule bridges. These bridges have a section that raises and lowers, pivoting along one edge to allow passage for boats. 3. Traffic signals. Some draw bridges have traffic signals with red, green, and yellow lights to indicate when it's safe to cross or when the bridge is about to open. 4. Warning signs. Signs indicating the presence of a drawbridge and the potential for it to be raised. Remember, it's crucial for school bus drivers to adhere to traffic laws and signals at these crossings and to stop and look for oncoming trains or approaching bridge closures before proceeding. Vigilance and awareness of these signals and signs are essential for ensuring the safety of passengers and the bus. Procedures for safely stopping at and crossing railroad tracks. Stopping at and crossing railroad tracks safely is a critical responsibility for school bus drivers. Here are procedures to ensure safe stops and crossings. Approaching railroad tracks. 1. Activate hazard lights. Activate hazard lights at least 200 feet before reaching the railroad tracks to warn other drivers and indicate an upcoming stop. 2. Reduce speed. Gradually reduce speed while approaching the tracks. Ensure enough distance to stop safely if necessary. 3. Check traffic signals. Observe traffic signals, signs, and pavement markings at the crossing to anticipate an approaching train. 4. Listen and look. Roll down windows to listen for train horns or bells. Use side mirrors and lean forward to improve visibility of the tracks, ensuring no trains are approaching. Stopping procedures. Stop before the tracks. Come to a complete stop at least 15 feet. But no more than 50 feet from the nearest rail when the tracks are clear and it is safe to proceed. 2. Activate flashers and stop arm. Activate the bus's flashing lights and stop arm when stopping at the tracks to alert other drivers and ensure maximum visibility. 3. Activate crossings if required. If applicable, exit the bus and manually activate the crossing gates or bells before proceeding across the tracks. Crossing procedures. 1. Check again. Double check for any approaching trains or signals indicating an oncoming train before proceeding. 2. Cross smoothly and gently. After ensuring it's safe to cross, proceed smoothly and gently over the tracks to avoid causing discomfort to passengers. 3. Clear tracks fully. Ensure the entire bus, including the rear end, has cleared the tracks before fully resuming normal speed. 4. Deactivate flashers and stop arm. Once safely across the tracks, deactivate the bus's flashing lights and stop arm. Additional safety tips. 1. Never stop on the tracks or shift gears while crossing. 2. Be cautious of multiple tracks. Check for trains on all tracks before crossing. 3. Never attempt to beat a train or rush through a crossing. It's essential to follow these procedures diligently and stay vigilant when approaching, stopping, and crossing railroad tracks to ensure the safety of yourself and the passengers. Regular training and familiarity with these protocols can significantly reduce the risk of incidents at railroad crossings. Appropriate actions to take in the event of a crossing-related emergency. In the event of a crossing-related emergency, school bus drivers must take immediate and decisive actions to ensure the safety of passengers and themselves. Here are appropriate steps to take. 1. Stop immediately. If the bus stalls or experiences a mechanical failure while crossing the tracks, stop the bus immediately. Do not attempt to restart the vehicle. 2. Evacuate passengers. If there's ample time and the situation permits, assist passengers in evacuating the bus quickly and safely, moving them away from the tracks. 3. Use emergency communication. Use the bus's radio or mobile phone to notify the authorities and inform them of the emergency at the railroad crossing. Report your location and the nature of the emergency. 4. Warn others. Use hazard lights, flares, or any available signaling devices to alert other drivers and pedestrians about the emergency. 5. Clear the area. Ensure all passengers and yourself are safely away from the tracks and at a safe distance from the bus. 6. Contact railroad authorities. If possible, attempt to contact the railroad company's emergency number or authorities to inform them of the situation. 7. Do not re-enter the bus. Do not re-enter the bus or attempt to resolve the mechanical issue if a train is approaching. Priority should be given to passenger safety. 8. Follow emergency procedures. Follow the emergency procedures established by your school district or transportation department for crossing-related emergencies. 9. Await assistance. Await assistance from emergency responders or railroad personnel. Follow their instructions once they arrive at the scene. 10. Document the incident. Once the emergency has been resolved and everyone is safe, document the incident in detail for reporting purposes, including the sequence of events, actions taken, and any relevant observations. In any crossing-related emergency, swift and appropriate actions prioritizing passenger safety are crucial. School bus drivers should be well-trained and familiar with emergency protocols to handle such situations effectively. Regular drills and training can help drivers and students respond calmly and efficiently in these challenging scenarios.